FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest news now.
A nurse who murdered two patients and poisoned 20 others has been jailed for life. Victorino Chua, whose crimes at Stockport Steppin Hill Hospital were described by a judge as despicable, will serve at least 35 years. Linda Bleasdale's brother Derek died from an insulin overdose. She's paid tribute to the judge, police and prosecutors outside Manchester Crown Court.
I'd like to thank them all, from all the victims, relatives, and everybody, from the bottom of our hearts, because now we can all have closure, and it's been a dreadful, dreadful lengthy experience.
This is KMFM News.
The head of two academies in Kent, who was arrested earlier this year, has resigned. Sean Heslop, who was executive principal of the Folkestone and Marlow Academies, was suspended after being arrested at the end of March on suspicion of abuse of a position of trust. The 47-year-old's been bailed until July the 30th. A judge has ruled a bakery in County Antrim discriminated against a man for refusing to make a cake with a pro-gay marriage slogan on it. Gareth Lee took Asher's Baking Company to court with the help of the Equality Commission after the order was turned down. Asher's claimed it went against their Christian values. Lawyer Robin Allen spoke outside court on Mr. Lee's behalf.
He's very glad that the case is now finished and that the result vindicates the decision that he made to seek the support of the Equality Commission.
KMFM News.
A damning new report has criticised the way council bosses in Kent brought in a controversial scheme to switch off streetlights. Kieran has the details for KMFM.
Well, the independent report commissioned by the county council says the authority failed to consult properly before bringing in the changes and didn't make all councillors involved aware of the costs. The £2.9 million figure was instead only discussed by a group of officers, leaving many members in the dark about the financial impact. It also highlights that residents weren't consulted properly. The scheme's set to be phased out by 2017, with all 120,000 lights replaced with LED bulbs, which are thought to be cheaper. The report's set to be discussed at a council meeting this afternoon.
A teenage boy has been arrested on suspicion of arson after five cars were torched in Medway. Firefighters were called to cars alight in Chatham and Waterslade at the end of last month. The 13-year-old from Chatham has been bailed until July whilst investigations continue. And a Kent woman who became the first person in the UK to have stem cell treatment for cystic fibrosis says she's hoping to raise enough money for a second round of therapy. 20-year-old Roisin Kelleher O'Callaghan from Faversham travelled to the Dominican Republic early this year and says it's already changed her life.
Before the stem cell treatment, I was in hospital every 6 weeks and I just, you know, I wasn't able to go to school. I was missing huge chunks of my schooling. It's taken me 4 years to complete my A-levels because of the amount of time I've had off, but since January I've been in school almost every single day. I haven't had a day off because of ill health. I've had a few days off for hospital appointments and things, but I've been in school 99% of the time, which is just incredible. I feel much less tired, I have a lot more energy to do things, and I'm just overwhelmed at how much my life's changed, really. The support I got off everyone locally and, you know, friends and family and complete strangers just absolutely blew me away. And then the actual treatment itself, I just can't believe how much it's worked and how much I've benefited. You know, I was hoping it would benefit me, obviously, but I didn't quite dare to hope for this much improvement in such a short time.
She's now planning to go back for a second round of treatment in August, but needs to raise £10,000 to fund it. We've also tweeted our interview via at KMFM News.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket, and it's the second day of Kent's Championship, a game away to Gloucestershire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the visitors to Bristol bowled the home side out for just 193 in their first innings yesterday. Matt Coles and Darren Stevens both took three wickets. Kent are into bat and, as short time ago, were on 71 for four. Meantime, Kent and England women's captain Charlotte Edwards says going professional last year has helped her become a better cricketer. She's been named Player of the Year for the second year in a row and will be hoping to help the national side retain the Ashes this summer.
I'm just loving what I do, and I think turning professional in the last year is, I guess, given me a new lease of life, being able to, you know, dedicate my time to my cricket and have a better balance of life.
Joe Root picked up the men's prize after scoring more than 1,100 test runs in the past 12 months. And in football, defender Leon Legg has joined Cambridge United after being released by Gillingham. The 29-year-old, who played more than 90 times for the Gills, has agreed a two-year deal with the League Two side.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk. Some heavy showers around this afternoon with a chance of some hail. Highs of 14 in Tunbridge Wells, 13 in Hythe.